Ben Preheim, a Mennonite volunteer, burrows his big hands in the bowels of an open computer, trying to dislodge an old memory stick, like a surgeon operating on a delicate organ.
That is dusty.
Preheim's in the basement of a building at 31st and Truce, home to Connecting for Good, a community group that's bringing computers, training, and internet to low-income residents. One by one, Preheim is refurbishing the computers donated from businesses and public institutions stacked on dusty shelves. Preheim throws away a 256-megabyte RAM memory stick and starts to replace it with a newer, faster one he's extracted from another unit.
We're not completely building the computers from the ground up, but we'll take a wiped hard drive, upgrade the RAM, install every single piece of software on the computers that go out.
Connecting for Good sells these computers for $50 to students learning digital skills four floors above the refurbishing room. Leslie Collins came to Connecting for Good as a student and has come back as a teacher to share her newfound expertise.
And then you have to put an at sign.
This one?
Uh-huh. How do you create that? Shift.
Okay. Organizers say they've trained over 1,000 digitally challenged students in the last few years. Mary Powell says she needs the skills to get a job.
I've lost a lot. You know, you might go to the library and put an application for a job. You don't know if you have it or not unless you go back every day. With finances, you can't even catch the bus going back and forth every day.
Before launching its super high-speed fiber internet last year, Google released a study that found 25% of more than 3,000 metro residents surveyed didn't have access to broadband. Most resided east of Troost and were disproportionately poor and black.
The system is built, it just needs to be deployed.
In a conference room, officials with Connecting for Good are meeting with collaborators at Reconciliation Services, an agency that provides emergency assistance, and the Free Network Foundation. It's a group of activist geeks who've rigged what's called a mesh network to provide access where Google Fiber service doesn't reach. With a web of microwave dishes ranging across the metro from the Kansas City, Missouri Jazz District to Kansas City, Kansas, and internet service purchased on the wholesale market, the Kansas City Free Network has provided wireless connectivity to 500 families in three low-income communities so far, Rosedale Ridge, Juniper Gardens, and Posada del Sol. Outreach coordinator Clint Wynn says they know 300 different devices, phones, laptops, and tablets, have moved hundreds of gigabits of data, be it for job applications or just fun stuff.
I know at Rosedale last month, six Xbox 360s connected to the network. But what is the problem with that?
Wynn points out connectivity brings choice for entertainment as well as information. He says the network also connects bus stops, community centers, and churches, as well as the large majority of low-income residents who live in rental units or subsidized housing. Connecting for Good and other community activists have criticized Google for launching a service that only provides high-speed internet to homeowners and apartment managers and only in certain neighborhoods. Google's manager for digital inclusion, Erica Swanson, not surprisingly sees it differently.
Yeah, there's an exciting movement underway in Kansas City, really, with respect to digital inclusion. And we know that people around the country are really watching and learning from what's happening in Kansas City.
Swanson says Google's proud to have kickstarted a conversation about digital inclusion and to be a contributor to a $1 million private fund dedicated to bridging the digital divide. Swanson says Google's initial product was designed to promote affordability, and she says the company will revisit plans to connect excluded neighborhoods. Craig Settles, an independent broadband consultant and author, says a public-private partnership aimed at breaching the digital divide has inevitable pitfalls.
The private sector company has an obligation to its stockholders and all of that. The city has a responsibility to address the public good. Somehow those two goals have to be reconciled in the process.
Cities around the country are dealing with this vexing problem as broadband becomes increasingly available and unevenly accessible.
It's going to take you back to Google.
But back at the training class with Connecting for Good, each student takes pride in gaining skills that help close that digital divide one person at a time. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.
How does that feel? How does that feel for you guys? That feel good? That's, I mean, nice. I know you're still struggling with your password, but we'll get it together. So now that you were able to do it, could you help your neighbor? And see if it's